down 33. This is SRN News.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
Good morning. I'm here to give you an update on the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton. What I want to do is tell you what we're recommending. But first, let me tell you what we found. 110 emails and 52 email chains have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains were top secret. 36 of those chains, secret. And 8 contained confidential information.
Everything I did was admitted. There was no law, no regulation.
Secretary Clinton should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
None of these emails should have been on any kind of classified system, not even Gmail.
First of all, nothing was marked classified.
To the contrary.
Nothing was marked classified.
There is evidence that
nothing was marked classified.
Now let me tell you what we found.
Oh my God.
110 emails.
It was not the best choice.
52 email chains.
It was a mistake.
Have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains were top secret.
Was the best choice.
6 of those chains.
Secret. Was a mistake.
8 contained confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
With respect to our recommendation, this is going to be an unusual statement in at least a couple of ways. Although there is evidence, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. I know there will be incidents of public debate. I know there will be incidents of public debate. I know there will be incidents of public debate. What difference at this point does it make? 110 emails.
It wasn't the best choice.
52 email chains.
I made a mistake.
Have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains were top secret.
It was not a good choice.
6 of those chains.
I said it was a mistake.
And 8 contained confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, what difference at this point does it make? Interesting, isn't it? We understand, but we got to raid Mar-a-Lago, and it's just a real sick situation. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon here on Happy Hour.
Yay.
Yeah.
Happy. Yeah.
Terry Adams is here, our friend, the much beloved and glorious. Hey, Horny. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know what they're so slow about today. And Rosie Brock.
Hello.
She is the egg woman.
Yeah.
For the Key Lime Pies. And Jay is taking another shipment up to Prattville Farm Center. This has been such, I'll tell you, what a great way to channel the angst and frustration with the day-to-day news. We were here a week ago. The raid happened on what, Monday or Tuesday last week? It was
Monday,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, right after the show was over is when the story broke. And when I came in Tuesday, I pretty much blew my gourd.
As well you should. Every American should.
Should be, yes, exactly, having a good gourd blowing right now. President A-hole in the White House there signed his $739,000 tax increase, $39,000, $39 billion tax hike on you and me and every other chump.
Yep.
Plus, we will have 87,000 IRS agents to make sure that you pay every freaking penny. The Federal Bureau of Intimidation continues to run amok. This is just all of it. And they do this with such impunity. Because they know. The media is never going to question them.
No, and they belong to the same people.
However, polling is showing that something I said a week ago, today, that they may have pulled a miracle. They may have made Donald Trump a sympathetic figure to some people who otherwise would never have looked at him that way. And some of the data coming back kind of confirms that. What is the temperature in this room?
Yeah, you got a ton of whistleblowers now coming out.
FBI.
Over a dozen, FBI, I love that.
Good for them. Good for them. It takes guts to do it. But I said last week, I understand that you got a job, and they say, well, we're sending you to Mar-a-Lago. Some of those agents, by the way, had very checkered backgrounds involved in other stuff.
Yeah.
But I was told, I was just doing my job, and we heard that from every freaking Nazi at Nuremberg, didn't we?
Yep.
I was just doing what I was told to do.
Yep, that don't make it right.
No, it does not. It makes you complicit. You're a part of the problem. I can see, you know, you got that nice government pension stacking up and stuff, but if you're asked to do something you know is wrong and you do it, of course, if you were to resign at that point, they might make a note and come back, and then you end up in the Clinton Cemetery or someplace. Mm-hmm. These people are evil.
Yep.
That seems like such a quaint, old-fashioned term. Evil. But there's no other word for it. These dark forces that are showing their face and rather boldly all over the country. What was I just reading here? And now we got to Soros and his front groups scheming to entrench critical race theory brainwashing in the federal government. This is why whoever goes into the White House in 2024, assuming we have not completely lost their mind and we have at least somewhat limited their ability to cheat. That's really the only way things are ever going to be fair if Republicans can learn to cheat as bad as Democrats do. And one by one, you know, the whole, that election was legitimate. It was loaded with integrity. The Wisconsin just shut down their investigation because the people there, instead of electing the Trump-supported House Speaker, went for the other guy, so his first action was to shut it down. That's his way of saying, okay, Donald Trump, here you go. For some reason, the people of Wisconsin wanted me in this gig. However, tonight, if Liz Cheney somehow manages to win this primary in Wyoming, it'll be over.
I think she's behind right now.
Well, you know she's behind. She's been behind by 20 points, which is why I said if she should manage to win it, it's over. That means that evil has triumphed, taking complete control of the battle. And by the way, this woman is begging Democrats to vote for her, cross the line, and vote for her. And don't think they won't. Although how anybody can be a Democrat today is beyond me. I just don't understand why you hate the country as much as you do. Forgive me, but that's exactly how I see it. Leftist fact checkers play defense for Obama the truth about 30 million pages of his regime's records that were trucked to Chicago. They never raided anything of his in Chicago because there were documents that he took from the White House.
And they haven't been returned either, to my knowledge.
Oh, they'll never touch his royal high ass. He's just bulletproof, at least for now. Report, Merrick Garland waited weeks to approve the warrant for that raid. I wonder why. Why would he wait? What could be behind that? So, here's some good news. The gap in the Arizona border wall is now closed. The question is, why didn't they do this years ago? And even Biden ordered some part of the wall completed because polling must have said you better do this or it's going to hurt Democrats in November. So that's all I have. I'm Going to go home and make some more pies.
Good show. Enjoyed it.
Yes, I really feel fulfilled. At the moment, it's 3:11. Our show is brought to you in part by Adams Drugs. AdamsDrugs.net to find the location nearest you and enjoy what the word I invented, Mayberry-esque. Small town. That small town, everybody knows your name, appreciation for bringing your business to them. I mean, they have big-time operation in terms of computers that can import your health information and your prescription history. If you're tired of feeling like another face in the crowd at one of the chain store pharmacies, being the fourth or fifth car in a drive-thru, I let that happen to me a long time ago. And one time, I think I was maybe the third or fourth car, and it still took almost 25 minutes to get through.
It's ridiculous.
And then, oh, I have a question for the pharmacist. Well, you have to go inside. So I should have done that to begin with. But if you're tired of that in personal service and it doesn't seem to matter to them whether you do business with them or go to Hades, try Adams Drugs, where it's all about building relationships with customers and providing the best possible service that they can give you. And they do it day after day, time after time at 12 locations, four of which have health clinics. So if your doctor wants you to get a shingle shot or a flu shot, you can go there and get those. All your over-the-counter needs, and as I've said many times, if you need a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup to feel better, you can prescribe that for yourself as well. Nice gift shops, too. Really, really nice merchandise, those. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you. We're going to start the show soon, anytime now.
Here we are, back in storm season in central Alabama again. We rely on our electricity for basic needs in our home. Refrigeration, air conditioning, communication. And if you have a medical condition that requires equipment, your life could depend on the power staying on. When power outages strike, a whole house generator could save you money and stress. Talk to Headley Plumbing today, 285-3667. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com. A generator is a solid investment in your home, and Headley Plumbing can help. 285-3667 or HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
She's a leader among the growing youth conservative movement. She has spoken at over 50 universities challenging the status quo. She's a regular guest on cable news programs, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Candace Owens, October 6th at their annual benefit dinner. This year's program honors law enforcement officers. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Roll Super Mega for your backside. Ow! Shake your booty, do the Charmin slide. Slide. Super Mega make you feel alright. All right. Everybody do the Charmin slide. Blasting TP gets everybody going. Please, booty's clean and totally glowing. Shake your booty, do the Charmin slide. Change your roll less, go with pride.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is longer lasting, so you can change the roll less often. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. There's a relatively small chance that you'll encounter a shower or thunderstorm on your travels this evening. Many towns will stay dry, overnight lows 73. Wednesday's high temperature will be in the middle 90s, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous tomorrow. A few storms possibly strong with damaging wind gusts. Then, on Thursday and Friday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially afternoon and evening with locally heavy downpours and highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. You won't believe this, but our phones aren't working.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No, because it's Tuesday. Terry Adams and Rosie Brock join me.
And here they are.
Jeb, reach back, dig deep, and make us feel like we're welcome and appreciated.
Please clap.
Let's talk about Baumhowers for a moment.
Okay.
Because we have our Wednesday night gathering tomorrow, and
I'm going to stick my neck out here and presume that Liz Cheney's going to get her fat ass kicked in Wyoming tonight. And that is what we're going to be celebrating tomorrow. And if we're not, we're just going to sit there and solemnly get loaded and numb our feelings. But I think the sun will shine bright tomorrow. This delusional woman. And of course, she's part of the club. That's why I played the owners today. She's part of that club because Daddy was part of that club. And the only reason this relentless harassment of Donald Trump continues, I played that Comey Hillary thing at the beginning to remind you that on July 5th, 2016, during the election cycle, that pie-faced piece of crap said, well, yeah, she violated like 500 different laws, but she's running for president. I can't prosecute somebody that's running for president, right? Unbelievable. But Donald Trump hasn't had a day off from harassment since he announced he was running. They laughed at him when he said they were spying on him. Guess what? They were, and they were using all kinds of shady mechanisms to get the warrants to do it. And just to teach him a lesson, they take people who have the audacity to be his friends and conduct these ridiculous SWAT team raids on 70-year-old men, you know, at daybreak, because you need 30 FBI agents with AK-50, whatever the fork they are, you know, because they're in real jeopardy. I saw something funny about on that line today. Hang on while I look for it. Let's see. Something about the FBI's unprecedented. About the FBI defending themselves.
Against what?
Yeah, exactly. It's in a long line of things, so I don't think I'm going to find it all that quickly here, and I don't want to sound like the village idiot of Montgomery looking for it, so it'll turn up. It's just obscene.
Yeah.
It's obscene. So when we see the owners get their butts handed to them like Liz Cheney should get tonight, and here, you know, so delusional that even though she's like 20 points behind Hageman, I think is the name of the candidate, the woman running against her, the Trump-endorsed candidate, she's contemplating a run for president. They still don't understand. And this is going back to the Great Awakening that started with the Tea Party. They still don't understand that that Republican Party, it may exist to you, but to the rest of us, we expect more. We expect a lot more. Because I was one of the many, of course, against Obama, I would have rooted for anybody. And then in 2012, just made the case for Mitt Romney over and over again. What does he turn out to be? He's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the worst. He was so, I don't know if it was ego or what, or just, I don't like Donald Trump, so I am going to make his life miserable. But you never see the Democrats do what Republicans do. They don't cross the line. They don't bend over across the aisle. For some reason, Republicans like to do that. We're going to bend over the aisle and show that we can get things done. Yeah, like screwing America.
Uh-huh.
They got to go. They're no better than Democrats. We need more people. Like Carrie Lake and Mayorkas in Southern Texas and Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene filed, I mean, it's not going to go anywhere, but she filed articles of impeachment against Merrick Garland.
Good.
The thing is, if the Republicans take the House, they need to follow through. Because what he signed off on is nothing short of outrageous. 7 years, Donald Trump has had to deal with one fake attack after the other. And I don't care how much you hate the man, that's not the way this country is supposed to work.
That's right.
Where we're not quite a banana republic yet in that nobody's been murdered. But that's the next step. In fact, somebody from the, I think retired somebody from the NSA or something said they'll try and kill him. They'll try and, if they can't get their way with these phony raids and some other specious charge, they'll take him out that way.
Sure.
So nothing should surprise us anymore. It is 3:25. Now, I got a Tucker clip I'd like to play in segments today.
Good.
We'll get the hard stuff out of the way during the first hour and a half, because we would like to also have some fun. But at this point in the show, I would like to hand the floor to Mr. Terry Adams and to put on your other hat as the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime to talk about what's happening at Adams Motorsports.
Well, we're finally, you know, the supply chain interruption that's been keeping us from getting a lot of product, that thing's finally somewhat out of the way, so we got a pretty good bit of side-by-sides right now. And, Greg, I got a floor full of youth ATV, if anybody's wanting to get their kid, you know, a small four-wheeler for Christmas. I got lots of those guys. And the beauty of those is, number one, they're restrictable, so you can slow it down depending on their ability. Number two, they come with a free helmet. They come with a little free, what they call, visibility flags. So those things are neat. Really cool little machines. It's stuff that, you know, those things weren't around when we were kids, but they're a lot of fun. A lot of kids.
I know. I see those, and I wish.
Yeah.
Man.
We missed out on a lot of the really cool stuff.
We did.
Kids. But that's okay. You know, we had sticks and rocks and stuff to play with when we were kids.
We had,
worked out.
Yes. There was no shortage of sticks.
Sticks!
During my childhood.
Yep. And speaking of sticks, don't get it too far off here, but my sister went to see Sticks the other night, actually.
Where were they playing?
They live in D.C. I'm not sure where the concert was.
Oh.
But anyway, we have the small ATVs. We also have Polaris makes small side-by-sides. So when Daddy gets his Ranger, Junior can have his mini-size Ranger to go along with Dad, which is really cool. And Polaris kind of fills a lot of niches that the Japanese have failed to fill over the years. And it's done them well. Polaris is a pretty big marketplace right now for Polaris. Their market share is really up there. But I also sell Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Kemco. We have a little 125 Eliminator Kawasaki motorcycle that gets 135 miles a gallon. One of our security camera people came out the other day, and we were talking, and he drives a Silverado 20 miles one way commute every day, 7 days a week, from Slap Out to Montgomery, and he's getting 18 miles a gallon. I said, man, you could buy this 125, and in 6 months it's paid for, just on the gas money, you'll save.
Yeah, that's, you know, incredible.
It is. So there's, you know, there's motorcycles serve a very, not only are they fun, they can save you a lot of money in gasoline, Greg.
All of these miracles are awaiting you at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. And Terry's already started the Christmas layaway program.
Started early this year.
Have it paid for. They'll store it for free and put a big red bow on it when the big day arrives.
Here you go.
It's on a Sunday this year, too. Yep. Will you be open on the for part of the day, Christmas Eve?
Probably. That's the way it's looking. That's normally what we do when Saturday's Christmas Eve. I have to get back with you on that, but probably half a day.
Let me know when Santa clears that.
You got it.
Because we know you are an official agent for him.
Yeah, I can't talk about it, but yeah, you're right.
You can preview inventory in-house or inbound at adamsmotorsports.com, start your credit app, and do more. At 328, let's see how the roads are doing this afternoon. Our first visit with the skipper.
Well, still looking really good all over the area. We do have a couple of congested places. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson outbound, a lot of traffic there, as well as Troy Highway, East South Boulevard. And on Taylor from Vaughn up to I-85, I-65, and 85, looking really good through downtown Montgomery. No real problems anywhere out there at the moment. See Bruce Dean for a new home. It's easier than you think at Jayco Manufactured Homes, Wetumpka Highway. Over 30 homes to choose from on the lot. New homes arriving weekly. Jayco Manufactured Homes, Wetumpka Highway. Skywatch traffic. Wendell Jake.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake, because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Your roof protects the biggest investments you will ever make.
To make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks. And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. Glad you did.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
You know what a booster shot can be like? Charging a cell phone. Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, a booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19, which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone, as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I thought... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Scientists have discovered that a daily bowl of grapes could potentially add up to 5 years to one's lifespan. Don't feel like eating an entire bowl? Then how about a daily glass of grapes? Was your day stressful? Try a bottle of grapes. Grapes have antioxidants that combat processed foods, so it's actually okay to have too many grapes at catered events like your cousin's wedding. Throwing up in the bathroom will actually extend your life because you no longer have the processed chemicals in your body. Thank you, grapes. So when you're being dragged out of a restaurant by security because you had too many grapes, just tell them that you're going to live 5 years longer than they are because you had your daily serving of grapes.
Got any grapes around here? Oh, by the way, I haven't really said this often enough, but our phones are not working again. And you're welcome to call, but it just, giving out this fake, it's a real number, but it's not a regular number.
Cooter did get through on the request line.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Was he able to stay on the line?
Yeah.
But was he calling from California?
I don't know. He may be back.
He's been a California cooter for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe outside the area, you can still get through. We have no idea. Everything here is just...
It's a mystery.
It's almost like they built this building over an Indian graveyard or something. Because weird things are always happening. But it would help us if you would just call 272-9228 now. That way we know if our phones are actually working. Sky said that they were having problems.
Yeah.
So they were going back to these other numbers. So let's try that. You want to volunteer?
No.
How about you?
No.
You?
No.
Anybody want to volunteer to help?
No.
You?
No. No. No.
Well, I got it. Let me just take it. Okay. All right. Who's this?
Hi, this is Luke. I was just testing. It went through.
It did, but it sounds like you're gargling. But that's not on your end. I think that's on our end. We've had this problem for a while now.
All right. Well, I put it up closer. Is that any better?
Nope.
No, it's a popping sound on the line. And there you go. See? I don't think it's working. But I sure do appreciate you taking the time to call in and help us figure out what's going on with our equipment. By the way, it's kind of a nice change of pace. I went to visit our news partners, the Alabama News Network, on their website, and their story on the front page is about capybara pups born at the zoo. Seven of them.
Capybara.
Already able to swim, run, and play in their enclosure.
Never heard of those.
By the way, I think Joe gave Jill the COVID.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
He must have been sniffing her or something. Let's see if Pat, how the quality on her... Hi, Pat.
Good afternoon, Greg. Yeah, you said you need someone to test the phones.
Not too bad.
And I needed help from Terry and Rosie.
Oh, okay.
To reach out to all their cat friends. We're trying to relocate a feral cat colony.
A colony?
And right now I've got 19 cats at my place.
Holy
cow. Wow.
11 of them are kittens, so they can be socialized and, you know, actually go out and be somebody's good cat. But the adults are going to end up probably with 12 adults. And they're going to live out their life probably on my farm, but I don't want all of them.
I understand.
So if anybody's got friends that are looking for cats, let me know, because we got plenty of them right now.
Okay. Did you leave a number with Rosie?
No.
I didn't, but I will do that.
Okay.
You cat people stick together.
We try.
Yes, we try.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't dislike cats. I'm sure, you know. For several years here, I worked with a feral cat.
This is true.
Thank you for the call, Pat.
This is true.
Cut him off. Pat, call back.
Yeah. I hit the wrong, I meant to hit the hold button, and I hit the disconnect button.
It happens.
Yeah, but it's just another one of those moments where people say...
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
All right, so we're going to do some local news here in just a second. By the way, I do want to mention something. There's a job opportunity available with Turf Stalkers. They're one of our great sponsors. They do mowing, edging, trimming, and pressure washing. So if you're interested, call 558-1611, 558-1611, or you can look up Turf Stalkers on Facebook. And by the way, if you need a service for your home, they do an outstanding job. Local news now at 3:38.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The CDC has set new COVID-19 guidance for schools as well as the public. People who are exposed to COVID-19 no longer need to quarantine regardless of vaccination status. They should wear a mask for 10 days when in indoor public places and get tested at least 5 days after exposure. If they are symptomatic, they should get tested sooner. The Democratic Party has replaced Sabrina Martin with Monica Arrington. Arrington's name will be on the ballot in November as Montgomery County Circuit Judge. Arrington is an attorney at the law offices of Arrington and Arrington. Sabrina Martin had her nomination for judgeship revoked by the Democratic Party last month. Two schools in the area will hold ribbon cuttings today. Realtown Elementary is holding a ribbon cutting for its new campus, and Elmore County Schools is holding a ribbon cutting for the new Redland Middle School. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee.
But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is a relatively small chance that you'll encounter a shower or thunderstorm on your travels this evening. Many towns will stay dry. Overnight lows 73. Wednesday's high temperature will be in the middle 90s, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous tomorrow. A few storms, possibly strong with damaging wind gusts. Then on Thursday and Friday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially afternoon and evening with locally heavy downpours and highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Well, now everyone's griping about inflation, but us smokers have been dealing with this crap on the price of cigarettes since the 80s.
So true.
Now, I just don't get how they can charge us so much for basic essentials like food, gas, and Marlboro Reds. I remember the good old days when you could walk into a 7-Eleven with $2 and walk out with a couple packs of smokes and a Slurpee. Matter of fact, I used to get that combo every single night after my shift at the Waffle House, and I called it dinner. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. With prices shooting up every day, I need to go stock up on pantyhose and kerosene before my lifestyle becomes unmanageable.
It is 3:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now the DOJ says they're going to release the affidavit on the raid. Right. If it comes out with redactions in it, forget
it.
It
will.
Worthless piece of crap. This is the only show in town that can go from Menthol Meredith and her... By the way, I don't mean to be jumping all over the place here,
okay.
But...
We're used to it.
During the break, Fox had a thing on the increase. What were the items up there? There was butter...
Flour.
There's four things. Coffee.
Eggs.
Four things that are very commonly used.
Staples.
Yeah, they are staples.
And in the last month, the prices on those items is up, on average, about 25%.
But, Greg, our president said that there was zero inflation.
Yeah.
He cherry-picked a certain 30-day period where it had stabilized. His handlers are smart.
You can do that when you have dumbed down through the education system, people. Oh,
amen.
Yeah, that's right. 8.3 to 8.5. That's still not zero, even with rudimentary math. But the inflation number that came out last week, that they're all having a victory, that is not a victory lap moment. 8% inflation is not a victory lap.
Victory lap.
So stupid. Because people are still going to the store and buying things and looking at and say, well, if inflation is zero, why is everything more expensive in the last week?
Yeah.
Why blithely go along with this and not be
beats me.
Ready to... You're exactly right.
Beats me. I don't get it. You know, something... People are going to have to start making hard decisions. Can I afford to put gas or do I need to feed my kids, you know?
Yeah.
And somewhere, businesses are going to suffer. They just are. That's how it works. They're going to destroy businesses by doing this.
This bill that Biden signed today is going to raise everybody's taxes. They're putting new taxes on energy, like fuel and natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how Economics 101 says, when your country is in a recession, hire 87,000 IRS agents. And somebody went on my page, because I posted a picture of a filled Jordan-Hare Stadium, and said, this is the equivalent of the number of IRS agents they're going to hire, armed IRS agents. And somebody got all over them, you know, your audience is stupid. You take everything you say at face value.
An idiot. They're an idiot.
You really that naive?
Uh-huh.
Honest to God. So anyway, yesterday was Tucker Carlson's first day back. After he was off the week of the raid. The guy that filled in, I never heard of him before. He was doing his best to keep up with the flow of information. So let's give this... I want to kind of check this out in segments, but he really, really put it out there.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson's. I'm happy...
That sounded good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good job.
I like his greeting.
Monday, we've had a few days to reflect on it and have concluded that no honest person could believe that the raid on Donald Trump's home last week was a legitimate act of law enforcement. It was not. True. Even the Biden administration didn't really bother to pretend otherwise. The official explanations that we have heard for the raid make no sense at all. It doesn't matter how forcefully they are repeated by the media, they're nonsensical. In case you've forgotten what they are, here's the very first explanation they gave us.
Why did this guy have these ultra-classified documents in the basement of Mar-a-Lago, unsecured, where they could be presumably broken in on?
By the way, there's no basements in Florida.
Good point.
There aren't. You can't because the water table is right there.
That's right.
So that's lie number one there, you turd.
Or stolen or photographed and given to hostile foreign powers or conceivably even terrorists.
A hostile domestic.
Mm-hmm. Are you listening to this? So it's not just classified documents in the basement of Mar-a-Lago, but according to Michael Beschloss, the pet historian of the half-wits who run our country, these are ultra-classified documents,
oh,
most
ultra.
Classified kind.
That's even
just
more
sitting
classified.
There helpless in boxes like maidens in bikinis waiting to be photographed by terrorists.
Yeah.
You just imagine Al-Qaeda taking selfies with these documents, one after the other relentlessly, repulsive and terrifying. Is it true? At this point, no one has provided proof that it is true, not that august historians like Michael Beschloss wait around for actual evidence before pronouncing final judgment on cable news shows. They just go ahead. But for the sake of argument on our show, we're going to say that it is in fact true and that Donald Trump did in fact have boxes of classified documents sitting in his cellar. Let's say that's true. What would it mean? Well, what it means depends in part on what the documents were. Did those documents contain meaningful information? Should they have been classified in the first place? Is there a good reason the rest of us should not have been allowed to see those documents?
Exactly.
Now, you never hear those questions asked in public, but anyone who lives in Washington knows perfectly well they should be asked in public a lot. Because in Washington, virtually anything can qualify as an official state secret, and often does. In 2011, to name one of many examples, the CIA finally declassified a trove of documents from the First World War. These documents dated back to 1917, almost 100 years before.
Wow.
One of these documents, the most ultra-secret of them, contained a recipe for disappearing ink. Now, why would federal bureaucrats spend an entire century hiding an outdated recipe for ink that you can buy legally in any magic store for your fifth grader? Good question. No one asked it. Instead, then-CIA Director Leon Panetta issued a press release bragging about how he was giving the secret ink recipe to a grateful public. Quote, these documents remained classified for nearly a century until recent advancements in technology made it possible to release them, Panetta wrote. When historical information is no longer sensitive, we take seriously our responsibility to share it with the American people. There was no hint whatsoever that Panetta was joking when he wrote that. You're welcome, America. Here's your century-old ink recipe. Again, this was in 2011, so think it through. You had to wonder what recent technological advancements was Leon Panetta talking about in the press release, and just how recent were they? Was Panetta actually saying that CIA spies were still communicating in World War I era disappearing ink as of, say, 2010? Or even as of 1950? Please. It was bizarre. Of course, it was another lie from the people in charge.
We'll pause it there. But again, this is D.C. This is the swamp. These are the owners.
Yep.
100 years to declassify the secret behind disappearing ink. As he said, you can get it at almost any magic store, too.
Well, I remember, you remember the Johnson Smith catalogs we used to get all the time that had all the toy, cool toy stuff in it? They always advertised that.
I actually did a TV piece from a magic store and had the time of my life.
Oh, I bet. Man, I could just walk around in one of those stores for days.
Not just disappearing ink, but and this is in the late 80s, I had my hands on ink that I could squirt on your shirt and make you think, oh my God, you just
ruined my shirt, yeah.
And then 2 seconds later, it just vanishes.
Wow. Just like our freedom. Amazing.
Yeah. Wow. We have disappearing freedom.
Yes, we do.
Can't get that out of
magic. Actually, it's been taken from us. It really didn't disappear.
They're just letting us know in little dribs and drabs, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
How kind.
People better wake up.
Quick. How kind. Yes. I mean, that more than anything. It is 3:52. If you don't have a go-to place to make sure your car gets serviced, partner up with Don Duncan with full confidence with 3 locations, Prattville, Millbrook on Highway 14 on Mount Duncan behind the McDonald's, the shining repair place on the hill. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Wholesale price tires at all locations and certified technicians to diagnose whatever the issue might be. If you have a warning light on your dashboard, check engine. That's so specific, isn't it?
Yeah.
You really want to drive around for any length of time with a check engine? Now, I did kind of go a few extra miles on my oil filter warning. Fortunately, I managed to not damage the car.
That's a good thing.
But I did get it to Don Duncan's. In fact, they were kind enough to pick it up and service it and bring it back during a show because I thought I was going away last week and ended up not going.
Wow. Can't beat that.
And well, I feel guilty that they jumped through all those hoops for me, and then I ended up not going to Florida. But
it's what they do.
This is what, yes, they are eager to please. So trust them. Great service, great technicians, and wholesale price tires. Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire, also on Facebook at 353. Skipper.
Still looking pretty good around the area. We are a little congested on Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown Federal Drive, 231 to Wetumpka, picking up some traffic. I-65 and 85 building just a little bit. And we're getting congested on East South Boulevard. It's just that time of the afternoon when traffic starts getting into that go-home mode. Keep it here. No problems out there at the moment. At ReinhardtToyota.com, you can see and purchase vehicles that are on order that haven't arrived yet. Get the Toyota you want at ReinhardtToyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live. What does that mean? It means that if you watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, you'll see stories from local places with local people. We're in your neighborhoods to find the stories that matter to you. If you want your news local, then watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32 and see the difference. That's what we mean when we say that Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
In 72, where were you?
I was in Chicago.
Okay, you were in Illinois. In 1972, a traveling circus was set up in the village of Okawaka, Illinois?
Okawaka.
Okawaka.
Okawaka. Ooga, 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 waka.
I can't
ooga,
help this feeling.
Ooga, ooga, ooga.
Deep
ooga,
inside
waka,
of
ooga,
me.
Waka, waka, ooga, waka.
That's kind of funny.
you just never know what's going to happen on that silly morning show on this radio
station. That's when you know that you all are on the same wavelength.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we are. As we already have pretty much finished the first hour of the show, let's run a little more Tucker. And eventually we're going to gravitate into some other things. But I've been waiting. I have not purposely turned on Fox News maybe in over a year. I think election night of 2020 was too much.
That was enough. You don't ever have to watch it again now, Greg. Plus, you have my permission.
Thank you. They're plussed around in here. And
what can you do about that?
At 3 to 4, I got to look at little Princess Neil Cavuto on TV with whatever blather he's got going. I used to think he was a conservative. At least just like John McCain.
At least it's not Colbert. His reaction to the raid, it actually made me sick.
He's
a piece of work, isn't he?
He's a piece of something.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but he's a piece of work.
Smug, self-important.
Oh, but so big and so important, he couldn't even get his own sister elected to Congress. So, yeah, he's got lots of influence, that guy. They're all, oh, God, please. Comedy Central. The only reason I need you is to watch The Office and have it on in the background. But every 20 minutes, I got to look at that a-hole Trevor Noah with his latest Trump thing with his fake accent and so cute and so clever. Why don't you go hire a parakeet that can talk and put it in front of a mirror? It would be far more entertaining. He is the big NF. Not funny.
The interracial couples you've been having trouble with.
So he puts a picture of Obama. And then Biden and...
Yeah, they're all the same.
Kamala Harris. Yeah, we've been having trouble with those. Do you not understand that? Or, oh, God, he is just... When I think back, and Jon Stewart has always been a pretty liberal guy, but he's always been supportive of the military. But when he was funny, when he riffed, he was pretty much an equal opportunity guy.
Yeah, anything goes.
And far, far more talented and funny than this clown show. You couldn't find somebody funny in the United States. You got to go import this idiot, as I was saying. So it's, I've been talking. I think I may just dump the cable, because when you have cable, it's not only watching promos for The Daily Show with Trevor Noah with that annoying announcer, but the commercials. Oh, I don't know what universe they're advertising to, but it's not any universe I live in.
Nope, they're using it to push their agenda.
It's become a game.
Yeah.
It's become a game.
There's too many of them.
Yeah, let's see. How many boxes did this commercial... And, you know, it's these little recent graduates, marketing graduates, that are going to these big companies. And, you know, this we need to show everybody how woke we are. Yeah, that's worked out real well for some businesses.
The best information from Fox News is on YouTube clips anyway.
True.
Yeah. So, but it was after the raid, because that was an attack on our country.
Yep.
That I thought, well, Tucker, can't wait to hear what Tucker has to say about this. And he was out.
Yeah.
And I still don't know the name of the guy that took his place. He was not memorable. He was not somebody I watched and thought, wow, this guy needs his own show on this network. Not yet, anyway. It's not like when I came to Montgomery and everybody said, give him 6 hours a day, because he's really good. You know I'm kidding, right?
Of course.
Is that cute?
No.
Okay. 359, Lewis Lawn at 1135 North Eastern Bypass is... By the way, now that we're into the second half of August...
Wow.
Wow. This is the time, if your mower or your outdoor maintenance equipment is starting to look like it's ready to retire permanently, this is the best time to go to Lewis Lawn and get deals on things that you can use for the remainder of this season, and then you'll be in great shape when next year comes around. Big zero-turn mowers by Toro, and they've got a great deal on those right now at Lewis Lawn. Ask Chad Sasser. He's our point guy on all the product, all the pricing, all the specials, all the incentives. Toro Echo X-Mark. You've got the